Hey, everybody, welcome back to Into the Show. Second half hour of our history lesson discussion today with Pastor Chatfield, the history of Israel, and a couple of text messages coming in during, actually before the break. Could you explain Gaza Strip and the settlement that came as a result of the war? How is it that Palestinians were given land basically right on the water and basically trapping Israel, if you will, between Gaza Strip and the rest of the Muslim surrounding neighborhoods, nations? How did that come about? How was that negotiated?
Okay, I wish I were an expert on this subject. I'm not. I'm an observer. Okay, but okay. Let me answer best I can. First of all, the Gaza Strip, as I said before, Palestine comes from the word Philistines. These people have been around a long time, and I grant you that. But on another level, when you say, well, what about the Palestinian state? What about the Palestinians? Okay, there's never been any such thing. There's never been a nation of Palestine. There's never been really even the word Palestinians is kind of new. This was used to be called, you know, these were Arabs living in Jordan or in Egypt or they were part of some other country. Jordan, Syria, Egypt all gave up claims to this land. And there's really never been a Palestine. They are aspired to have statehood. But just so you know, a little bit some misnomer to call, well, you know, we believe in a two-state solution. By the way, the whole notion of a two-state solution first floated, I don't know who's the first used that phrase, but it's been a long time. Most every president has said, I don't know how possibly anybody can believe in a two-state solution now. Did you see what has happened? By the way, if there's anybody out there that – I know there are some. Don't support Israel. Look at what is happening to those settlers. Look what happened. Look at the ferocity, the hatred of these people that would come in and would murder indiscriminately anybody and everybody. Their goal is not just to have a we want our own state. No, they want the utter destruction of Israel and the murder of every Jew. There is – I don't see how anybody can possibly say now, well, we just need to live in peace and harmony with our neighbors. These are our neighbors. And understand that this, that Hamas, they were elected by these people. There's two basic parties in Palestine. One is Hamas. One is Fatah. Now, Fatah is a little more reasonable, but they don't like – but Hamas, they are elected. You know, this sounds so anti-Christian. I get it. But you have to go in there, and you have to win this war. And unfortunately, the nature of all history is you have to kill people. That sounds so cruel. I know it doesn't sound like a Baptist preacher, a Christian that believes in love. But these people have to be eliminated. As harsh as that sounds, that is the way it is. There is – I don't see how anybody can possibly say now, well, we got to go in there and have excuse me, Israel. Now let's use restraint. You have to win this war. That's what I think. Kick me off the radio if a few
months. And the point of the matter is Bibi Netanyahu, in response to what happened on Saturday, those were almost the immediate words out of his mouth. We have to eradicate Hamas off the face of the earth.
And that's the way it is. The status quo, the way it is now,
isn't going to work.
It's not going to work. They tried that. Now, I've got a list of all the wars since – okay, Israel became a nation in 1948. After the Holocaust, there was worldwide sympathy for this. We could talk about the Balfour Declaration back in 1917 and all the things that happened in the establishment of what is called the Jewish state. And you heard me teach on how Harry Truman had a friend who was Jewish, and he says, no, we're going to recognize Israel. And from the very beginning, when Harry Truman was president – America has been the friend of Israel, and we still are. And we still are. Democrats, Republicans, we are the friend of Israel. But for the last 20, 30 years, we've been saying a two-state solution. I don't know how that is ever going to work. For a long time, since, oh, wow, way back, you know, since the mid-1980s, we have been talking about okay, you know, let's, you know, exercise restraint. And there's all sorts of these conflicts, the Gaza war, the Israeli operation in Gaza in 2012, another Gaza war in 2014. There's been all these little wars, and Israel has tried to build fences and to try to protect themselves and act in a defensive posture and use restraint. It didn't work. It did. Last Saturday proved that did not work. There's a whole new situation has arisen here. Now, I don't know, as you said in the last hour, I don't know the future here. But yep. you know this. You can see the character of the onslaught here. Listeners, they have to defend themselves. And as far as George Soros is concerned, yes, he was a Jew. Yes, he was Jewish. Yes, he is Jewish. Okay, fine. But he's a radical liberal Jew. I can be against liberalism and still not like George Soros. Don't build on all these conspiracy theories. Oh, you see, this is the Jewish people are the ones that are trying to establish a one world government and so on.
No.
I've heard this my entire life.
Yeah, but
get off of that.
Yeah, well, not only get off of it, because he aligned himself when he was 14 with the Nazis. Okay, how can he be considered a true Jew, even Hungarian, but how can he possibly be seen as somebody that supports Jewish people, Israel, when he started off as a young boy basically helping the Nazis locate and kill Jewish people?
Now, I've heard that. I'm just not going to endorse that as actual history. Maybe it is, maybe it isn't, because I just don't know. I just don't know.
Well, and then the other component to this, how many times in history has God responded when Israel's been attacked?
Exactly right. And let me tell you something the Bible says. Yeah, I think it's the prophet Zechariah said this. Whoever touches Israel touches the apple of my eye. Look what Germany was utterly defeated in World War II. And the Holocaust, they had to pay a big price from that. It was a terrible thing. And by the way, and this is just all the disinformation. There are people now, by the way, anybody that's against Israel, kind of conservative people. Okay, you've lined yourself up with Harvard and all the demonstration of people that are at Harvard and all these universities that are pro-Palestinian and saying that this is a gigantic conspiracy. All these videos coming out of Israel, these are all fabricated. It's all fake. This is
sure.
This is not really happening. Come on. What would it take for you to see the character of the people that are attacking Israel? Listen, I make no apologies. I'm pro-Israel. It doesn't mean that their country is perfect any more than the United States is perfect.
Right.
But they are the chosen people. The land belongs
now,
to them.
Here's the other question. Who are the conservatives that you're referring to that are against Israel?
Well, there's okay, I've heard this most of my life, that the worldwide conspiracy, the bankers, the worldwide bankers are Jewish, and they're trying to bring us into a one world government, and it's a Jewish plot. Now look, it is true that there are a lot of Jewish bankers. Fine. Okay, wonderful. There's a lot of Presbyterian bankers too. It's not I don't have a conspiracy against the Presbyterians.
Right.
So, but there are a lot of people. There used to be a magazine called The Spotlight, and it promoted this. I mean, they would promote the Constitution, but they would talk about the worldwide Jewish plot to establish a one-world government. There's a lot of people that still are buying into that. I do not. And I would suggest look at your TV or go online and see. And by the way, these are put out by the Hamas themselves, these videos. I mean, they say, hey, look at what we're doing here. There is a worldwide, as I started off this lesson, the devil hates Israel because Israel brought forth the man-child, Christ. Our Savior is Jewish. We love the Jewish people. Now, are we trying to preach Christ and him crucified and the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, give them the gospel so they can be saved? Yes, we are. But at the same time, and most of the nation of Israel is still in a state of unbelief. They don't believe in Jesus. But that doesn't mean – but I still support the state. I still support Israel. And you got to discern here between these two things. We're supporters of Israel. And I would never want to be in a position to be against – the nation of Israel, although God has, they've gone through a lot. They suffered through the dispersion. They suffered through the Holocaust. And they're suffering through this. And I'm, as an American, a Christian, I support Israel. I just want to make that crystal clear.
Well, and the other aspect of this is it's so interesting. I got a text message earlier that the Democrats in Lansing will not come out and speak against Hamas. And the governor's been silent, the attorney general, the secretary of state. But when questioned by MERS News Service, Joe Tate, the Speaker of the House, Democrat from Detroit, didn't want to touch it. That's world, you know, situation. We're not going to mention it. We're not going to talk about it. And I'm like, you can't be asked the simple question and you can't call out Hamas for what they did on Saturday. Really?
Really? Unbelievable. I mean, I heard Newt Gingrich say this and others. The conditions right now are roughly equivalent to the conditions in Germany in the early 1930s.
Absolutely.
Anti-Semitism. And so we have to be willing to speak out. We're pro-Israel. And what is happening here, any reasonable person can see this. And if a person is unwilling, listen, Joe Biden is saying he's pro-Israel. Even the Biden administration, we got a lot of criticisms of them. But, I mean, they are coming out and say, this is terrible what is happening. You have to see that. And maybe this will open the eyes of people that believe that there's a conspiracy everywhere and it's run by international Jewish bankers. Just get off of that. Get off of that, please.
Yeah. Well, and the other aspect is the timing. You know, as we've seen Russia going into Ukraine, China is ramping up, talking about taking over Taiwan. Now this happens. And, you know, again, I keep saying foreign policy, you got a weak, senile, feeble old man that's being perceived as being weak or a puppet of China. And all of a sudden we have all this world chaos. And,
right. Right.
You know,
hey, listen, we like Mark Levin. We like Ben Shapiro. These are conservative Jewish people, and they call it the way it is. Okay. Mm-hmm. If I had a private conversation with them, I'd tell them about Jesus and tell them to put their faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. That's a separate issue. That's a separate issue. But I love their cousin, according to the flesh, Jesus Christ. And they're the physical relatives of our Savior. And we love them, and we love Israel.
Final segment of today's discussion with Pastor Chatfield. We'll be right back. The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Little Traverse Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Traverse Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal for your home or business. You're already spending the money. Why not support a Northern Michigan-owned company who supports us? So call them today at 231-487-0780. Again, 231-487-0780.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Welcome back into the show. Final segment discussion. Pat Chatfield, I just sent you a text message from Tom in Petoskey. Should our support for Israel be unqualified? Many Jews despise our Savior, and Israel is a hotspot for celebrating sin. Abortion, especially homosexuality, is God using the Palestinians to chasten his people? Get to that comment.
Well, there's a lot of things to say. No, not unqualified. No. And it is true, especially like in Tel Aviv, that part of Israel. Yeah, it is a very liberal city. That's true. Nevertheless, God gave them this land. And what is happening to them is terrible, and we should support them. And God has blessed. Let me go back to Genesis 12. I will bless them that bless thee and curse them that curse thee. Maybe the reason God hasn't destroyed our own country is because we have stood behind Israel in the midst of all the hatred of their neighbors and have tried to kill them with all these wars they've been involved in, you know, the Yom Kippur War, the Six-Day War, all the many different conflicts throughout the last, you know, 70 years. So, no, not completely unqualified, but supporters of that nation.
Of the nation itself.
Yes.
Now, just like in our country, I mean, we got pockets of liberalism. One thing that's really interesting, I got a comment from one of the listeners on Mackinac Island. And he says, I know most of the cottagers, I know most of the people that live here year-round, and how they continue to allow the mayor as well as the city council to be so liberal and supporting all these democratic agendas and policies. He says, I just don't understand how they keep getting reelected. I mean, there's pockets of it in the UP. There's pockets of it all across Lower Peninsula. And you just have to sit there and shake your head and say, you know, I don't get it, I guess is the bottom line.
I will say this. You say to Tom, that is changing to some measure. What's changing? That the idea that Jewish people, Israelis, hate conservative people, hate America, hate Christians, that's easy. Because they're seeing the people that hate them. They're seeing their enemy right now as we speak. Christians are not your enemy. Now, I will say this. This has happened during the Middle Ages and even after the Protestant Reformation. There was an antagonism against Jewish people, killing them with crosses, beating them over the head, and with the idea, you killed our Savior. And that's what – so there's a long history of that. I will point this out, that people like myself, the Baptists, and those who are what we call literalists, premillennialists, we've never believed that. We take the Bible at face value, that when God gave them this land, it's theirs. We take that at face value. The land is theirs, and there's, we don't believe in this replacement theology, and there's a lot of Christians who do believe in this, that they say that, okay, after Jesus was crucified and he was betrayed by the Jewish people, God set aside the nation of Israel, and he has nothing to do with them anymore. We have no loyalty to Israel at all. A lot of Roman Catholic and Protestant theologians have taught that for centuries. I do not believe that. No, I am a literalist. The land is theirs. We support them. We love them. They are still the apple of God's eye. God has not set aside the nation of Israel. Christian people should support the nation of Israel. Even people that were taught what I just said, that has been taught, just look at what's happening. If this was any nation on earth, how can you look at what's happening and not say, whoa, those people are acting in demonic ways, that it's just demonic. How could you not see that?
Right.
And it's not and some people go, well, these are all just false videos produced by Israel to deceive us into supporting them. Oh, come on. That is so idiotic.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Excuse me for getting hot here.
No, I understand. Well, the bottom line is we've got to pray. And 1 o'clock today, there's a prayer vigil going on in Onaway at the VFW Post. And Lyle has asked everybody, 1 o'clock today, to stop whatever you're doing and pray. Pray for the world. Pray for Israel. Pray for our country, our elected officials. Bottom line is, you know, whatever happens today after this Islamic cleric calls for this uprising and this jihad for Muslims around the world to, you know, get out there and cause havoc, we're going to see what happens. But the bottom line is, I think we're going in a direction heading into a election, a presidential election, a big election next year. This could end up being the separation where people have to decide, you know, are we going in the right direction with the current elected officials we have, or are we going in the wrong direction?
You know, I heard you say earlier, you touch America and we'll push back. I'm not so sure you're right anymore. I know you used 9/11. Look at the people at Harvard, all these groups that came out in support of what the Hamas was doing. That
right.
is, to me, just jaw-dropping. How can any reasonable human being support that? I fear for my country.
Well, we've seen how far left they've gone, evolved over the years. And again, this is an agenda by, you know, the naked communists from 1958. And okay. we have to be aware of it. So anyway, sir, we appreciate you with that insight to Israel today and looking forward to hearing you on Sunday from 11 to noon. And great job at the top of the hour station ID. I appreciate you doing that for us.
Okay. All right. God bless. Thanks, Randy.
God bless.
Yep.
Final hour of today's show. Todd Smallenberg coming up in the next segment. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylor. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week for breakfast, lunch, and dinner from 9 a.m. to 11 p.m. Order online for takeout at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against Whipper, Nestle, and the Health Department by subscribing to our podcast at murphyslawdcast.com.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified